The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI 1110 AM.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 Honda Highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well. 340 Honda Highway friend.
Advice.
A huge selection, sports nutrition, herbs, proteins, and vitamins. Health foods, organic, grocery too. All at Alive and Well. Super great price, the best advice. You'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today because we have an exciting show for you again today.
Ooh.
So let's get right on it. What do you say?
Yeah, I say that we're nutrition specialists for over 40 years.
And also
the proud and happy owners with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Honda Highway, Kahului. Amazing supplements. Amazing choices that you get in all types of directions. Wonderfully healthy for you at any time of life, but especially now, I would say.
And
very focused.
And the broth.
Amazing. And just
and the broth.
Every single day, and a charming lady said yesterday that it was the best place to eat on the planet. I said, well, I haven't tried them all on the planet, but I kind of agree that it's magnificent, it's organic, it's interactive with the wonderful, and can't tell you the depth of our appreciation and love of the local organic Maui farmers and the fresh produce that's brought in organic each day for used in so many different directions. That choice at the Broth Cafe goes from vegan, vegetarian to also the wild fish, organic chickens, organic meats. I mean, but also all the vegan dishes, too, that are so
magnificent. Covers the whole spectrum, baby.
And the whole spectrum, it's all covered over there. And everything's the only water used, whether it's to make teas or organic coffees or soup broths or anything, is always the Vortex-powered water, the ultra-purification free of any chemical, any toxin, loaded with oxygen, loaded with rebuilding, and no toxicity.
So come in and get vortexed.
Get the vortex.
That's it.
You know, this worked out so well, darling, this particular week when our wonderful, gorgeous, beautiful, very talented daughter and her marvelous husband and beautiful daughter, the granddaughter, all came to visit. And they're very, very fundamentally vegan. And okay, we had the giant, magnificent bowls of all the different vegetables and the quinoa, all the great sauces made organically and completely vegan. And they were ecstatic. They were hungry when they came. And they said, this is heaven. This is heaven.
They get nothing like this in L.A., for sure.
No, they don't. And they actually share that.
Yeah.
So anyhow, and you know, let's just start by saying that Dennis and I are not doctors. Don't pretend to be. Don't put people on medication or take them off. Doctor's area. Just love to share great information about what holistic-minded, or even if they're not, doctors have learned in clinical trials about what great nutrients can do. And interesting, dear, because, this is so widely used, and it's certainly the number one used in Europe for all kinds of wounds, diabetic wounds, infections, sores, because it cleans up the infections, help the tissue to heal without any side effects. It's not a drug, but it's that form of silver called the ultra silver, with all those nanoparticles, I'm not going to give the numbers, getting into and staying in the body, working the magic without any toxin. You can't turn blue, nothing like that,
That's right.
It's so effective. And you know,
and don't and remember also, this is what they spray in babies' eyes in Europe.
That's right.
Okay.
And in the mainland, babies' eyes, ears, nose, top hospitals when they're being born for any infection in Europe and also in the mainland too.
Yes.
Yeah,
oh,
for babies.
And it also in Maui.
That's right.
That's exactly what happened in Maui about 18 years ago.
Well,
when our granddaughter was born.
That's right.
Okay.
Well, they didn't have that here in Maui, and I went. So she developed a serious eye infection. They used antibiotics, and it got worse.
Yeah.
And in 2 days, I ran over to the house with our daughter crying with our first grandchild born, and just put some of the wonderful ultra silver periodically, and it was all gone the next day.
That's right.
It's just beautiful. You know, I bring this up also for this reason. It's exciting, the great Alive and Well family. That's how we feel. I don't like the word worker. They're our family that works there, that's part of us there. And this marvelous young man, part of our Alive and Well family, said he wanted to talk, and he had severe acne, and also all over his face, and also blisters on his arms, long term. He'd had it for a long time. He said, what would you recommend? I said, we can't make claims, we don't make claims, but I gave him some understanding of the properties of the ultra silver,
And how it's been used for years,
and also as a support one, that marvelous zinc cream for problem skin. So he decided to try the two, and he says, you have to see this, you have to see this. Within a few days, his skin, he said, is so much better in a few days on the Alive and Well Ultra Silver and the zinc cream for problem skin. He says, look at this, it's mostly cleared up. And he says, but wait. Because he had these blisters growing nonstop on his arms. And he said, look at this. The blisters were almost completely dried up and disappeared.
Beautiful.
He says, how can this be? I said, it's a completely natural and wondrous, but it works very effectively, antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal, all those wonderful ladies.
Fantastic what the natural nutrients can do.
Isn't that great?
Just remarkable.
And
with no side effects from drugs.
No upset
for taking antibiotics, other drugs which tear up your guts and your whole immune system. It's just amazing.
And, I love this because this dear lady has a very severe life stress that's been going on, and she takes the wonderful nutrients. And she says, I have to share with you. She said, I felt so much better and more peaceful, and it's kind of amazing, and uplifted on Alive and Well's Stress Be Gone.
Uh-huh.
Can you talk a little bit about why that would be? Because now is a time of such intense stress.
Such intense stress.
Which I think is magnified for people of all ages, in all circumstances and
conditions. And your brain becomes scrambled, your nerves are your emotions are really just torn up.
Yeah, I might like scrambled eggs, but I don't want scrambled brains, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So talk about
what the B vitamins are renowned for years and years and years as being major neurotransmitter qualifiers, if you will, to help maintain good, healthy equilibrium, to reduce, again, what is the major cause of all disease? We've said it a million times on every show, and that is inflammation. The B complex vitamins help to reduce the inflammatory excesses that occur with emotional upset and dietary insults that go along with that, sugars and refined carbohydrates.
Right, okay? Absolutely.
And by supplying the B vitamins helps to quell, reverse the whole situation, to feed the brain, to feed them the neurotransmitter activities,
right,
to console, to put a warm, loving hand across your brow,
right,
to let you relax.
And neurological regeneration.
That's
and
what it
uplift.
Is.
And also the supportive adaptogens that are in Stress Be Gone that help the adrenals to cope with the stress.
And with the carbohydrate sugar metabolism. When people, especially when people get anxious and upset, they invariably compound that anxiety and upset by resorting to carbohydrates and sweets. Because they're comforting, they taste good, they're loving, they're what you feel you want. So they do that, but that creates more inflammation. It gives them a high for about an hour, and then the bottom slides out, and you're lower than you were before.
And it raises that cortisol level, that stress raises that cortisol level, which creates a state of inflammation, in chronic inflammation.
And more anxiety, more depression, and more all stuff.
That was designed.
So the proper metabolism of the sugars and the carbs helps the pancreas and the liver get back to normal function, which is to maintain a state of equilibrium.
Beautiful. Okay. Stress Be Gone. Oh, gosh,
it's
I love
remarkable
that.
Stuff.
It is, and everybody reports that. It's just lovely. You know, it's interesting because one of the great things I felt that, thanks to your help, Dan, I discovered was how fabulous that K2 is, that MK7 form of K2, in cleaning out the calcification out of the veins and arteries, along with vitamin D3,
putting it
in the bones to build your bones, but clean your arteries.
Of the calcium.
Of the calcification.
That's right.
Which is a leading cause of death from heart attacks, mm-hmm. which they have already established. But here...
Well, when you have your arteries plugged up with calcium and other debris as well, it narrows the blood passageways.
Yes.
It's like putting a plug in your arteries. The blood can't get through and carry the nutrients where they're supposed to go. That the K2 removes that calcium deposit, whether it's in your arteries or in your muscles, wherever it might be. It helps to remove the calcium deposits, redirect it, and put it where?
In the bones. And it has shown
okay.
that it dramatically increases bone density
yeah.
and lowers the risk of fractures, spontaneous fracture. That happens a lot with older people as the bones get weaker. This is great. And it's just magnificent. Well, here, and thankfully, I'm very appreciative because I'll start and hand it to you. Review examines the link between vitamin K2 and Alzheimer's.
Aha.
So here's Oslo, Norway, and East Brunswick, New Jersey. So working together here. A new review paper was published in the medical journal Nutrients, examines the body of evidence linking vitamin K2 to factors involved in Alzheimer's disease pathogenesis, AD. This is short term. The paper concluded that K2 has the potential to slow the progression of Alzheimer's disease and contribute to its prevention.
This is so important.
Got to hear this. Researchers from the Harvard Extension School, very highly respected, and Pacific Northwest University considered the anti-apoptotic
Apoptosis.
You said it very well. Yes.
I'm getting it. Just don't be self-conscious when you're trying to say it.
Don't be self-conscious. I'm trying to pronounce the word. You're getting in a way that I can't say it.
And if you say it really fast, nobody will ever hear it.
Antipoptotic.
An antioxidant effect of vitamin K2 and its impact on neuroinflammation, mitochondrial dysfunction.
Means it reduces all of those dysfunctions.
That's right.
Okay.
Cognition improves, cardiovascular health, and gut dysbiosis, and helps
all
the
right.
gut.
That's what I didn't know. I didn't know that.
Alzheimer's disease, say the researchers, affects an estimated 6.2 million Americans. Boy, a number that is projected to more than double by 2050. Oy vey. That's Yiddish for The National Institutes of Health notes that correcting dietary deficiencies can help prevent or delay dementia caused by Alzheimer's disease, and that what we eat and the supplements we take affects our ability to think and remember. The researchers wrote in the article, this is the quote, "Our review considers the physiological roles of vitamin K2 in the context of Alzheimer's disease." And can you pick it up right there, Mr. Jones?
Let me pick.
I'm sharing with you, dear.
Says right here, verbatim, folks, here we go. There is growing evidence, they say, for dietary risk factors in the development of Alzheimer's disease and cognitive decline with age, such as antioxidants as preventatives, omega-3s from fish oil as preventatives, healthy dietary fats, and B vitamins.
And the stress be gone. Mental stress, too. Go ahead.
Moreover, research shows that people with low levels of vitamin D3 are more likely to develop Alzheimer's disease and other forms of dementia. We are gratified that vitamin K2 is becoming a prominent part.
Researchers here. That's what, you know, not you and me.
No.
That's the researchers'
I'm reading
quote.
The article.
Yes.
We, say the writers of the article, are gratified that vitamin K2 is becoming a prominent part of this conversation, particularly as most of the world's population expresses a vitamin K deficiency. And part of that is because... There are two forms of vitamin K. Vitamin K2, another form of vitamin K, which is the clotting factor. And doctors warn people that with any kind of circulatory problems, will stay away from green vegetables because they increase your clotting factor. Like they're going to contribute to irregular clotting, excessive clotting. K2 doesn't do that, okay? A 2018 paper connected aortic stiffness with an increased risk of dementia in older adults.
Right, and just can you stop for a second? The aortic stiffness was just what you were saying. The calcification caused the aortic stiffness, mm-hmm. right? And that contributes to dementia.
Cleans out,
along with the vitamin D3. Go ahead.
By activating matrix GLA protein, vitamin K2, as the Mark 7 edition, is the only compound to date that is shown to impact arterial calcification. That's an amazing statement.
That is an amazing and amazing.
Let me say that again, maybe two or three times. By activating the matrix GLA protein, vitamin K2 in the Mark 7 edition is the only compound to date that is shown to impact arterial calcification.
Say the researchers.
Whoa.
In this article. I know. And
Mother.
Harvard and all the other leaders here putting out in the medical journal there.
Now, you know, you combine that. As holistic physicians do, they combine nutrients. They don't just use, it's not just one nutrient for one condition. Nutrition is all-encompassing. And when you combine that with lower or no sugar added dietary, which creates inflammation and calcification and destruction, but add also the super omega-3 fish oils, which are remarkable in restoring elasticity and anti-inflammatory, the give and take for the arteries to expand and contract as they're designed to do.
Well, right? you're a
and they're
really
talking about Alzheimer's
guy.
And they're talking about Alzheimer's in this. All right, you read the article. Go ahead.
Well, I want to share that with you because it's really this is a tremendous. It's just amazing. And by the way, there the references that are quoted are more than eight of all these medical journals: the Prevention of Alzheimer's Disease, the Journal of the American Medical Association Psychiatry, Alzheimer's Disease, Regional Cerebral Flow on Brain, Orthomolecular Medicine, all of these different things, American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, all of these studies are quoted for the what we're going to speak right now.
Beautiful.
Okay? It's not Mona and Dennis making this up. This
Never is
all these clinical trials. So here they're talking about the DHA and EPA omega-3 fundamental, say all the clinical trials, for optimal brain structure, function, and health. Modern crisis of global, that's throughout the world, omega-3 deficiencies, EPA and DHA, and the brain health consequences.
Beautiful.
Let's get this. In the last century, with very few geographical exceptions, the global adult population has experienced an unprecedented deficiency of omega-3s, eicosapentaen.
You did it again, honey. You pronounced that word beautifully.
I've got to give him some credit. Otherwise, he's got the male thing going. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I am getting sexist. But you know what I'm saying? He doesn't feel dominant if I don't let him correct me in something, right, dear?
No, you're not quite right.
I have to feed some male dominance here.
Not right.
Oy vey, I'm in trouble. I've said that.
I always feel dominant, but that's beside the point.
Okay, they're saying an unprecedented deficiency of omega-3 eicosapentaenoic.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh, my gosh, I did it.
What a perfect
acid,
oh boy.
EPA and docosahexaenoic acid, DHA, as they measured it in the blood. And then they quote the clinical trials.
Eicosapentaenoic, EPA.
And the docosahexaenoic DHA.
You said it beautifully.
Measured in the blood, and then they quote the studies I just mentioned there. The drivers of this trend include reduced consumption of the oils of fatty fish and the reductions of omega-3 levels in the farm fish, which are drastically
they have none
non-existent.
Of them. Farm fish are complete dreck. Do not eat them, ever.
No, and they're saying that. And they're saying that what one of the main contributing factors to this reduction of what's necessary is the significant dietary increase of omega-6 from these seed oils that are toxic.
That are given to farm fish.
That's right, exactly.
Okay, so now when you buy salmon, if it says, fresh Atlantic salmon, don't buy it.
That's right.
If it says Atlantic salmon, that means it's farm salmon.
Farm, that's right.
Okay?
They don't live on those good algae and things that give the fish those EPA and DHA.
And they don't exercise like fish.
No, but they're not eating the right thing. They're given chemicals.
So the only salmon to eat says holistic physicians, is wild Alaskan salmon.
That's right. Okay? That's right. And so going on with the studies, importantly, this ongoing deficiency, say the researchers, has severe consequences for our brain structure, function, mm-hmm. and overall health, because our brains are dependent on omega-3, EPA, and DHA, with high levels in blood shown to support optimal brain function and health. And then all those four, five, six, the clinical trials I just said, you know, yeah. all the medical trials here. And here, I'm going to give this to Den in a second. Otherwise, he's not going to be very happy. But this is so critically important. Okay, in a second, dear.
I'm happy. I'm happy. I had my I had my super pure omega-3 fish oil.
Exactly. And so then they go on. Additionally, brain health issues such as atherosclerosis or major depression are associated with phases of inflammation in the brain. High levels of EPA and DHA, say the researchers, in blood, have been shown to mitigate development of inflammation and resolve the inflammation in the brain.
And not just the brain,
throughout
the heart.
But we're talking, this is their articles on the clinical trials of the brain.
Okay.
In short, our brain, they say, is nourished via the bloodstream. For optimal brain structure, function, and health, the EPA and DHA need to be present in our blood throughout life. And I'm giving you just a second. The data above, which all those clinical trials, all generated by measuring levels of EPA and DHA in blood cells. Can you read this, dear?
You bet I can.
Please go.
Okay, folks. The omega-3 index status above 8% correlates positively with brain structure, function, and health. It goes on to say, across multiple studies, the omega-3 index correlates positively with better brain structure, better brain function, and better brain health. In a study of individuals aged 67 years on average who were free of clinical dementia, total brain volume correlated with omega-3 index, as did cognitive functions like visual memory, executive function, and abstract thinking. When they say the term total brain volume correlated with omega-3 index, that means the more omega-3 was present in the brain, the better the brain functioned.
That's right.
Okay?
And remember that your brain is a fat. It's
That's
a fat.
Right.
And more than 50 or 60% of that brain is EPA and the DHA.
That's right.
Okay? Not the ones in other types of seeds and whatnot. It's from the super pure
That's
fish
right.
oils.
That's
it's
right.
got to be the molecular distillation of super pure. Go ahead.
All fat isn't fat.
No.
The only fats that really matter for the brain, not the only ones, but the major fats that are important, so important for the brain and the central nervous system are the super omega-3 fatty acids from fish.
That's right.
Okay.
And if somebody's going to call
EPA,
me a fathead, mm-hmm. I want to be sure what kind of fat they're talking about.
Well,
okay?
Exactly.
If they call me a fathead from fish oil, I won't be insulted.
Every time I call you a fathead, you smile very lovingly
That's
and
right.
indulgently.
That's
very, I love that. That's
very
why
nice.
I call
okay.
you that so frequently.
Okay.
Okay.
On.
In a study of females aged 65 and older and free of dementia, the omega-3 index correlated with the total brain volume measured 8 years earlier. That is, the brain hasn't shrunken like other brains have shrunken. Also, the progression of dementia was much less likely and occurred later in life in those with a higher omega-3 index.
Isn't that magnificent? Isn't magnificent?
It's just what we put in our mouths. We've got to eat the right stuff.
That's right. But
we also need the right supplements.
The right supplements to keep the bad thing away and get the good thing going.
Exactly.
Right.
You couldn't have said it better.
Thank you.
In younger individuals, the omega-3 index correlated with executive function and cognitive flexibility, while in the oldest individuals yet studied, age 88 years and above, cognitive impairment was 4 times more likely with a mean omega-3 index below the 8%.
Right.
400% more cognitive impairment for those who had low omega-3 content in the brain. A recent meta-analysis also identified low levels of EPA-DHA as a risk factor for cognitive impairment. Goes on, and then it lists 3 or 4 different
yes,
medical
that's right.
studies.
And when they're talking about meta-analysis, They're talking about the analysis of zillions of loads and loads and loads of studies.
Meta means study of many.
Many, that's okay. Right. I want people to understand that. It's not just one study.
So they're studying many, many different analyses and different tests. Okay. But along with that, other nutrients which are so important.
Before you get into that, can I say this?
Am I going to stop
No, don't stop me. But just what occurred to me right now was a line of a song, which I think is very applicable. Okay.
If you're going to ask me to dance to this song,
I'm going to sing it.
Okay.
We belong to a mutual admiration society. My fish oil and me. Okay.
Uh-huh.
We belong to a mutual admiration society. My fish oil and me.
If Rodgers and Hammerstein are eating their hearts out right now.
Ah, yes.
If we'd only thought of that, that's exactly
right.
What they're saying.
And I really wish, because our darling daughter and wonderful family are here visiting, that she was here singing that right now, because that'd be a whole lot better, you know?
Well, what's so exciting about this is that the many, many analyses of many, many fish oil studies, the omega-3 studies, show the importance of using those oils in a regular dietary. But what it does for your brain is improve dramatically the functioning of your brain, and not just your brain. It's your eyes. It's your heart.
That's right.
It's your central nervous system. It's the everything in your body.
That's right.
Okay.
Harvard doctors' meta-analysis, they said with all that they'd analyzed on the super pure EPA and DHA from fish oils, they said on all their meta-analysis, we reduced the number one cause of death by 88 to 92%, and all heart attacks and stroke. They said just based on that, if everybody consumed per day the right super pure omega-3, we could save a minimum of 900,000 American lives each year. Well, just amazing.
But here's something that's amazing also.
Yes.
I mentioned this a week or so ago. The FDA has given approval of a new drug.
Oh, dear.
To remove the beta amyloid plaque from your brain.
Oh, but yes.
Remember this?
26,000, 56,000 a year?
Let me just explain this.
Yes.
The approval board had 11 people on the approval board.
Right.
And when the drug company presented this drug for approval to be manufactured, the FDA says, okay, over to the approval board. What do you guys say? And 10 of the 11 people who read all the data and investigated all the information that was presented said, no, do not go ahead with this drug. It is of indefinite value, and it is very, very expensive, and it's just nothing proven here to be of great worth to have a manufactured product. But one person said, no, I think we should go ahead with this and see where it leads, because even though the cost of per patient is $56,000 a year, there is some evidence that some small evidence that it might reduce the beta amyloid plaque in the brain. Okay, so 11 to 1 said no. The one person said yes. So what did the FDA do? They approved it, of course. But you know what? Other holistic physicians said, hey, wait a minute, folks. Super omega-3, EPA and DHA, does the same thing. It costs you about maybe a 10 cents a capsule. That's the way the drug industry works.
Yes, absolutely. So, and, you know, it's interesting because nothing exists alone, right? I mean, I think of always the teams, and I'm nothing very knowledgeable about sports and everything, but I always think supportive teams, even just thinking about my acting experience, they always made the point, you're not the only actor on a stage unless you're doing a one-character play.
Uh-huh.
That does happen here and there. But there's a supportive team that's working with you, the interaction, the support. And I'm appreciating Dr. Joseph Mercola, because in a topic that he was talking about, the Alzheimer's Association, talking about the 6 million people who currently have a diagnosis of Alzheimer's, and it's going to be 13 million. But he makes the point, okay? Okay, he says, the interaction, and he's quoting clinical trials to back up what he says, Dr. Mercola, MD, the interaction between aging and insulin resistance increases the risk of Alzheimer's disease dramatically. Scientists began calling the form of diabetes that selectively involves the brain type 3 diabetes and concluded that the features of this condition raise the risk of Alzheimer's disease, quote, 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 quote.
Now, again, we're talking about the inability to properly metabolize sugars.
That's right.
Okay.
And your buddies from Iowa have really come on board with you. Den's from Iowa. Okay? Guess you didn't know.
Who'd have guessed, right?
Who'd have guessed? What kind of dance do they do in Iowa? Are you ever going to dance, Den?
Square dance, of course.
A what? Corn
dance? A what?
Corn dan-
a what?
What?
There was no what dance.
I don't know. But they, with Dr. Mercola, I bet Dr. Mercola doesn't know that. Sorry, Dr. Mercola. He's just quoting. He says, by 2015, researchers from Iowa State University found a strong association between an individual's memory function decline and insulin resistance, which added to the growing body of evidence.
Well, let's just, can we just stop here for a second?
That preventing insulin resistance is an important means of preventing Alzheimer's disease.
Yes, insulin resistance is the body's inability to properly metabolize sugars.
That's right.
And sugars create inflammation in all and every instance. Okay?
That's right. And I want
and
to
what,
say...
Wait a minute. And what is the major source of all disease, says every major publication in the
sugar,
world?
Sugar. Sugar.
Is inflammation.
Cancer and everything. And sugar. And sugar creates that inflammation.
And the inflammation destroys what? The neurotransmitter activity in your brain destroys the whole creative function of brain activity.
And in saying at the end of his thing here, his summation and this and the clinical studies that he quotes endlessly, in the following years, more evidence was found to link insulin resistance with Alzheimer's disease. Type 2 diabetes substantially increases the risk of neurodegenerative dementia and especially Alzheimer's. This is why so much the 100% R form of alpha-lipoic acid, the great nutrient that's known for more than half century, that's what the doctors use in Europe for stabilizing blood sugar levels, making the insulin much more effective so it doesn't rise up and become resistant and create the diabetes and the diabetes of the brain. And also, remember what the European doctors have known forever. Not only does it regenerate the neurons of the brain.
The R-alpha-lipoic.
Yeah, R-alpha-lipoic acid. But their translation of their definition is that it helps, it prevents. They say prevents. I'm not making the claim. That's what they say. Prevents and reverses diabetic retinopathy, the destruction of the retina of the eye, and neuropathy, the destruction of the neurological system. And it's a leading thing that they use for Alzheimer's and dementia. So the 100% R alpha-lipoic acid is another really important player for a host of different reasons. And we get people, dear friends, just talking about the wonderful combination in blood sugar harmony, which has the great herbs that are put together, organically grown, that help the body more effectively deal with the insulin. And don't forget, how long have we known vitamin D3's action and what it does
for Forever
helping
we've
to stabilize
known.
Okay. All the different multitudinous function to stabilize blood sugar levels. Also, to that,
you know, talking about the brain, there's one thing that I'm going to enter in the conversation.
Please go right ahead.
The energy production. Energy production of every cell in your body is dependent upon, say the physicians and research scientists, is dependent upon the density of the population of mitochondria that are located in the major cells in your body, in every cell in your body. Mitochondria content, mitochondria, organelles they call them, create adenosine triphosphate. Adenosine triphosphate is the spark of life, of energy for every cell in your body. And that spark of life in every cell of your body is enhanced dramatically by the number of mitochondria that are found in every cell. The heart, which pumps 100,000 times a day, has the highest density of mitochondria per cell. It needs all those mitochondria to produce an awful lot of energy to go 100,000 times a day, every day. The brain has almost as many mitochondria per cell as does the heart, because, again, the brain never sleeps. You may lose consciousness for hopefully 8 hours a night, but the brain is continually cleaning house, reorganizing, and regenerating itself and the function of every neuron in your body.
Right, and you know, this is really exciting, Den, because here are the researchers talking about PQQ, brain power. Go right ahead, darling.
So, as we age, the mitochondria density of each cell, population of each cell, diminishes. You're born with oodles and oodles and oodles. I guess that's not really a scientific term, but oodles and oodles and oodles of mitochondria in every cell. And as you age, the mitochondria either die off or age with you. A person of 18, they show the mitochondria activity of the brain at 18 is like 98%. At 85, it's down on the level slides down a ski slope till it hits near 10%, okay? But there's a nutrient which you can take that's found in brain power, which increases the mitochondria population of every cell in your body, especially the most important ones like heart and brains. Okay? It's a concentration of PQQ, and with the PQQ comes alpha-lipoic acid. Because PQQ regenerates new mitochondria for the cells. So if you're 85 years old, you get not 85-year-old mitochondria, but 18-year-old mitochondria.
Right.
New concentrations. And that increases the population of the mitochondria per cell. And that increases what? The adenosine triphosphate, the ATP, which is the energizing factor, which energizes and recreates the activity for your neurotransmitter activity, for your heart function, for your eyes, for your biceps, for every cell in your body.
Right.
And so along with this, all this talk about omega-3 is fantastic.
That's
but
right.
Along with it goes the mitochondria.
That's right. And here are the clinical trials. They're talking about that powerful Annals of the New York Academy of Sciences. 95% of your mitochondria may already be damaged, they say. Researchers discovered the nutrient called pyriloquinolanin.
They did it again.
PQQ,
perfect.
For short, they say, has the uncanny ability, say they, to create new healthy generators in the cells.
The and generators
they say,
are
mitochondria, they say, the tiny generators in your cells
there.
That make energy and thought, okay? And also they're saying that it reduced damaged areas caused by heart attacks, and it's all of that, but then they go into what they had discovered. PQQ repairs broken down energy generators that cause cellular brownouts, resulting in forgetfulness, poor sleep, blood sugar imbalances, fatigue, wrinkled skin, poor concentration.
All symptoms of aging.
Skipped heartbeats and premature aging. A study conducted at the VA Medical Center at UC San Francisco found PQQ not only increased mitochondrial energy production, but also far better heart health. And then they're going here, and Den, in I want you to read about the double-blind clinical trial in Japan confirming that and ending here, please.
Okay.
Read it.
Again, folks, verbatim. One double-blind, placebo-controlled human clinical trial in Japan really showed PQQ's remarkable ability to promote healthy brain function. Adults aged 40 to 70 were divided into two groups. One group received 20 milligrams of PQQ daily, while the control group was given a placebo. No PQQ. After a 12-week period, the PQQ group showed higher cognitive function. In other words, those folks were thinking sharper, responding quicker with answers, concentrating longer, and remembering better. A team of researchers at the University of California in Davis specifically set out to analyze how PQQ works. They found that the power of PQQ stems from its ability to activate genes directly involved in the cellular energy and creation of metabolism, development, and function.
Right. And it's a whole natural nutrient.
And that's what's in brain power. Now, if you're going to look for PQQ, look for PQQ, but look for it in a meaningful dose.
Right.
Some people put out a product of 5 milligrams. Jeez. Some people put out a product of 10 or even 20. But the Alive and Well Brain Power formula, along with the alpha-lipoic acid, which is what? A major deliverer of all antioxidant and recreative processes in your body, has a potency of 40 milligrams per capsule. And it sells for the price of what other people are putting out for 20.
That's right. And it's just absolutely wonderful. It's small. It's easy to take.
Oh, yes.
And how
fantastic.
Regenerative without drugs. And we I don't have the exact quote here, but at one point, well, they put out an obviously inactive drug, paying, what, 26, 56, whatever the thousand was, for one drug for Alzheimer's disease, which wasn't shown to do anything. Good grief.
That's $56,000 a year.
$56,000.
For this,
believe?
For this drug, which may help to improve the beta amyloid plaque situation in your brain. Not proven, it may. And because one person out of 10 gave it an approval, the FDA says, yeah, let's go ahead with it. But I'm not saying that I'm, please, I'm not making any claims here. I cannot make claims.
No,
I have
not
to,
allowed.
I can only share with you claims made by scientists and doctors who work in the field.
That's right.
But what has been shown is that the PQQ, especially with the alpha-lipoic acid combination, regenerates mitochondrial function.
That's
and
right.
Population of every cell in your body.
We're quoting the clinical trials and what the doctors have quoted, right?
And when the mitochondrial population per cell approaches what it was when you were 18 to 20 years of age, you've got a brain that can function. You've got a heart that's going to go on and on and on. That's all we're saying. It works. And combined with the super omega fish oil, the omega-3, EPA, DHA, what a terrific combination. Restoring the proper environment in every artery and capillary in your body and restoring the mitochondrial content of every cell in your body.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's amazing because of so much emphasis, which always has to do with drugs and whatnot, that you see in the news, et cetera, and so forth. And here, in medical studies and the doctors reporting about vitamin D3,
mm-hmm.
tiny little,
it's amazing
little
stuff.
Dot that you
amazing.
Take. And here they're reporting here, get really clear on the astonishing benefits of vitamin D3, not the synthetic, the vitamin D3, how it protects your immunity. Studies found, listen, you have to hear this, reduces hospitalization following infection by 92%.
Oh, that's beautiful.
It raises metabolism, say the doctors. Yes. Studies show vitamin D3 is essential for energy and fat burning. It even helps turn back the clock and deepens your sleep.
But now let's make a distinction here. There is a vitamin D2.
Synthetic.
Which is a synthetic drug, which doesn't do what vitamin D3 does. And the vitamin D2, in large amounts, can be very toxic. And the vitamin D3, in large amounts, shows very, very, very slim possibility of being toxic. And the blood levels, say, the Vitamin D3 Research Council of physicians and scientists, says that 80% of the population in the U.S. of A. is deficient in vitamin D3.
Exactly. And, you know,
and it is also mentioned to be one of the major factors for your immune system.
Absolutely.
To bolster your innate and your acquired, both immune systems, which does what? Helps to create natural killer cells, which do what? They kill virus, bacteria, yeast, fungus, mold, and all pathogens that shouldn't.
Cancer cells are natural killers.
All the bad guys that shouldn't be in your anatomy, the vitamin D3 enhances the natural killer cells to go after them and knock them out.
You know, I'm thankful to these holistically minded medical doctors who really appreciate the oath that they took, you
mm-hmm.
know, when they became doctors to help people, okay? Not to hurt them. And he's reporting strictly clinical trials. Recent studies demonstrate vitamin D3 has a significantly beneficial impact on cancer risk, both in terms, say the doctor, of preventing cancer and in the treatment of cancer. And here he goes, the risk for metastatic cancer and death when D3 was taken at proper levels was reduced by as much as 38%.
Beautiful.
Another meta-analysis found supplementation with D3 resulted in a 30% reduction in adverse colorectal cancer outcomes. Vitamin D3 also improved outcomes among patients already diagnosed with colorectal cancer. This one very important too. Research has also shown that women who have a vitamin D3 level at or above 60 nanograms a milliliter have an 82% lower risk of breast cancer compared to those with levels below 20. Can you say what this means, the 60 nanograms?
Okay. It's generally recognized that if you have a, as this article exemplifies, that if you have a high enough blood level of vitamin D3, that the production of your immune capabilities is increased dramatically. But to what is the right level? Where do you go? Where do you find the right level that's really effective? Well, as I mentioned before, the D3 Council has proven that about 80% of the population is vitamin D3 deficient. That is, they have a level of 40 or 30 nanograms per milliliter or less. Some people less than 20. Some people less than 10. These are people that are more susceptible to any kind of an infection, any kind of an infection,
right,
or any kind of a health challenge. Because a broken bone, D3 helps to build bone. An infection, D3 helps to produce killer cells, which kill off the infection. But to get a blood level of 60, and the D3 Council says even better, go to 70 nanograms per milliliter, or 80 or 90. But what is your level?
That's right.
Well, you don't know. Do you take a 10,000 unit vitamin D3 capsule every day? Then probably it's right up there at the top.
That's what they were recommending. And we even have a vitamin D3 tester kit.
That's right.
We have a little vitamin D3 tester kit.
You can test your own right there.
It's right there. It's available for you simply and easily to test.
Yeah, that's right.
Wonderful.
The instructions are right there. You can test it yourself and get exactly and send off the results, send off the test, a little test kit. And you send it the test to an address they give you there. The laboratory there then sends you back what your vitamin D3 level is.
Right. And, you know, and I can't leave this without Dr. Mercola's, with all the different things he's saying here. He says, epidemiological studies show a 50% to 78% reduction in cancer of all forms in vitamin D3 sufficient people. Are we
sufficient,
hearing this?
Sufficient.
Are we hearing
so
this?
What is the word? Sufficient.
That's right.
And that sufficiency, again, the D3 Council says, is 60 perhaps, but 70, 80, or 90 is even ideal. That's considered sufficient.
That's absolutely. And again, but look at that. The reduction in cancer, but also what was just said by the doctors about a 92%, what was the exact percentage, less need for being hospitalized for any kind. Oh, yeah. Okay. Reduce the risk for hospitalization, too. Okay. That's really that thing. Vitamin D3 reduces hospitalization following infection by 92%, say
get
the
that.
Studies. Aren't we not also constantly riddled with fear about this? Let's just take a tiny little dot of a wonderful
and a lot of anxiety and confusion, because all we're told in the media, all we're told in every source of public information is you've got to have another drug. Let's have one more drug. We got to inoculate the whole world. Got to have more drugs, folks. You can build an immune system. And the immune system is centered around the right nutrients you take and elimination of the junk that you've been putting in your mouth. It's just that simple.
You know, and interesting because of what you just said, because one thing we stress so much at Alive and Well, and we have so many choices that fit in that category and so many all other foods that you can take with you, is that the keto, that's the ketogenic diet without the sugars and carbs, but still delicious and wonderful, staves off deadly glioblastoma. And that's what Joseph Mercola is saying. But they're talking about how world-renowned cancer biologist Thomas Seyfried, all the studies demonstrating the power of a ketogenic diet to dramatically slow the progression of an invasive, fast-growing, and deadly brain cancer, glioblastoma. And even though he says the average survival with glioblastoma has not changed significantly in more than 100 years, this top cancer biologist, Seyfried, believes by drastically reducing the fermentation of glucose and glutamine, which are essential for cancer cell growth, you improve overall survivors, okay?
Glucose, again, is sugar, folks.
That's right. And that's why he's talking here about the ketogenic diet. And he does go into the, you know, action.
Well, a terrific feature of the keto diet is that when you don't feed yourself the sugars and you don't feed yourself the refined carbohydrates of bread, pasta, bagels, cereals, grains, granolas, muffins, crackers, cookies, chips, and all the doodah, whiz-bang, and yum-yums, when you don't eat all that junk, you, all those turn into sugar.
That's right.
And when you reduce the blood sugar levels, what does the body do for energy? Guess what?
Yeah.
It burns fat for energy.
That's right.
And just he, fat, the fat burning, the fat metabolism of fats is much more efficient source of energy than any sugar or carbohydrate.
Yeah, and he says here that this big-time cancer biologist, the importance of, and he says, in the importance of glucose, that's sugar, to cancer cells. Siefried commented in a press release from board, from Boston College, okay? No tumor, this is his own quote, 4 minutes, okay, including the glioblastoma, can survive. No tumor can survive without glucose. Our study, say the doctor, has identified a novel mechanism by which an acquired somatic mutation acts synergistically with a low-carbohydrate, high-fat diet to provide long-term management of this deadly brain tumor for which nothing has proven effective before.
And when they say high-fat diet,
that's the high good fats, and he makes that point, okay. Goes on speaking about the high and the healthy fats, and goes on, okay?
Well, does he identify the healthy fats?
Well, we're...
okay, the healthy fats are, as identified by other holistic physicians.
Oh, yeah, he goes on to say about the great fats that are wonderful, organic olive oil, organic butter, organic coconut oil, these different things. And he says also, these are what the doctors say are tremendous support. They says the 100% ubiquinol cardio Q10, all right? And the acetyl-carnitine and ribose, molecular distilled omega-3s, the B vitamins, and the 100% R-alpha lipoic acid are supporting.
Okay, and he's not talking about safflower, soy, corn, canola.
No, they make
all those oils are omega-6, which
That's
create,
right.
like sugar, they create inflammation. And inflammation is the hotbed creator source of all ALL disease, say all the leading researchers around the world.
You know, and so much, you know, so many dear friends come in and they want to know a terrific vitamin that put together of all these many green foods, many nutrients, two simple ones to take, terrific price. And we had this put together and the natural enzymes that make sure you get that. And would you tell them the name of that, dear?
It's called Healthy One.
Healthy One. It's now two because it used to be a one big tablet. Now it's two little ones.
Yeah.
And it's so easy to take and so delicious as a support with your all your
all
other
green
great
foods,
nutrients.
All green source, all,
it's just,
all food
it's
source.
It's just an excellent combination. And we need to protect our bodies and we need to remember that we are our own protectors with the great nutrients.
The choices we make.
These great doctors, okay. And the clinical trials. Everything's been clinical trials. Top-notch experts and what they are reporting on that. Not making claims, reporting. And that's what we do at Alive and Well. Not making claims, reporting to you. And again, you can call our 877-4950. And again, Dennis and Mona, not doctors. Don't pretend to be. Never deal with that area, on or off medication, doctor's area. We just give information. There's never a charge, and it's wonderful if you want to sit and talk in the beautiful sofa area we have, all pristine, clean, and everything like that. Call the 877-4950 and just set up a time with Dennis and Mona. We're not offended. Whoever you want to talk to, okay? Sit down one-on-one with proper distancing and proper masks and beautiful cleanliness and everything, and we can, and very great comfort, and can just share information, not making claims, but just share information like what the doctors have learned in clinical trials, etc. And you can also call that wonderful broth cafe, 877-4950, and anything you want there, we'll have it ready for you. It'll be there. Come in and look around if you want. You can make those choices.
Or you can go to the broth app at Alive and Well. Place your order, take care of the whole thing, tell them what time you want to pick it up, and it's there waiting for you,
yes.
Or we'll even bring it out to your car, so desired. This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you, folks, one more time. that optimum health is alive and well in Kahului. Aloha.